Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, great idea. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And I haven't figured out whether I always sound slightly sleepier since I've been up for such a long time on the days that I do Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, or I sound much more alert. Do you have any sense about that, Manny? On Thursdays, am I on top of my game? Well, I'm always on top of my game, folks. Let's be serious about that. But sometimes I think I sound like quite often don't talk a lot before I go on my program, which shouldn't come as a great surprise to anybody, right? But I figure that on days where I've already done the show, I've already done a show. My voice is a little more warmed up, but I have to be up earlier, so I don't know. It's probably a trade-off. At any rate, let me tell you what we talked about today with the Dougster, because, he really likes psychology, so it's always something psychologically sort of interesting and important to do, because that's what he likes to do. And today he talked about losing your job. I assume that it wasn't necessarily personal. And his whole thing was, how do you feel about it? And I said, well, that I think losing your job is very much akin to breaking up with somebody. That because in both cases, you're saying that the real question in a job is, am I useful, right? And the real issue in a romantic relationship is, do you think I'm sexy? Which is this? So in both cases, it's variations on the theme of, do you want me? So the question is, how do you deal with either or both? And I'm saying that they're very similar, in that the first response is quite often is to feel terrible. I mean, it's really an awful situation because you're feeling rejected in both circumstances. And with rejection, we tend to do one of two responses. Either we tend to sort of feel terrible about ourselves. We blame ourselves. I'm stupid, or I'm fat, or I'm not competent, or I don't work hard enough, or I'm stupid. Or we get mad at the other person. I can't believe that they're such creeps. I can't believe I trusted them. They favored other people, or they were a cheat, or whatever. All right? However, the more reasonable response, which, first of all, my advice for the first couple of days of either a breakup professionally or breakup personally, is indulge yourself in feeling sorry for yourself, as long as you're not doing any long-term harm to yourself, which means don't get in the car, don't overdose, don't be incredibly stupid, don't put your house on the market or sell your dog, and certainly don't go on the internet. We actually had some Facebook issues today about that. But just indulge yourself. Stay in bed, pull the covers over your head, play sad songs, remind yourself of how much you hated your work, whatever you want to do for a day or two. Most of us can only indulge in incredible self-pity for a short period of time, mercifully. And self-pity can be kind of healing in the, it's actually not a terrifically good thing, but the problem is that all of us have the capacity, and the question is, how much time do you want to spread the pity party over? I know we don't use prepositions in sentences with, but you get the point. So if you're going to feel 2.6 milligrams of self-pity, the question is, do you want to do it in 2 days or do you want to do it over 2 months? And my answer is, do it in 2 days. Just indulge. And then when you come out the other side of it, it's time to do a little problem solving. And the problem solving in either situation is, look first of all to yourself. Is there something I could have done differently? Were there some warning signs that I missed? Did I set this up wrong from the beginning, for example? Did I lie on my resume? Did I pretend to like mixed martial arts when I think it's a violent, stupid thing to do. I mean, you know, whatever it is. So look back toward the recent, which is quite often will not give you as much information as going back a little further, sometimes to the very beginning. Because sometimes we really do set things up wrong. Don't ever lie on your resume, because even if they don't find you out immediately, or even eventually, you'll know. Which means you've got a cloud over your head the entire time. So, lying on your resume, very stupid. Being someone you're not on a date is the functional equivalent of lying on an emotional resume. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. Which doesn't mean you can't be easier to get along with, but don't be a whole lot easier to get along with at the beginning of a relationship than you're going to be down the road. Because you're just misleading somebody. They're going to think, well, he doesn't really care about this, or she really likes raw oysters. So don't mislead your employer, don't mislead your date. All right, so you can look at the beginning, then you can look at signs that you may have missed that there were problems. Because very few people get fired out of the blue, especially these days. There's almost always a paper trail just because of all sorts of government regulations. And in a relationship, it's the same thing. You heard me yesterday talk with one of our callers who said, well, you know, I just came home February 9th. She, you know, left a note saying she was gone and came out of the blue. And I said, no, things don't come out of the blue. That either you weren't paying attention or she's a sociopath or a really good actor. And it's more likely. It may be some combination, but you're not going to change her behavior. You need to look to yourself to see what clues you missed. And it turns out that, of course, there were all sorts of warning signs. So let me recap. Indulge in self-pity to begin with, because it can be healing. It's not very productive, but it's such a gooey mess that trying to prolong it or deny it for a while is going to make more of a mess. So just indulge. Number two, do some problem solving, what I would call psychological archaeology of, okay, what was really going on here? What could I do differently? Did I set it up wrong? And then figure out, take the third step, which is kind of my functional equivalent of the one-year rule. And you don't need to wait 1 year after all breakups, just after major relationships. And I would say relationships that have gone on for more than a year or so, unless they're long distance. Although long distance creates its own problems, which we can talk about at another time. But take that time for yourself, because jumping into another job is the functional equivalent of jumping into another relationship. You may put yourself right back in the fire. You may put yourself right back in a situation you don't really like, that you're pretending to be something you're not. So take a little bit of time, and obviously if you're not in a love relationship, you don't have to worry about paying the rent, whereas if you're not in a job, which is one of the reasons when you have a job to make sure that you're putting aside some savings, just so if some, God forbid, something happens to your job, you don't have to jump right back into a job that you're taking only to pay the rent. Okay, if at all possible. I realize that there are realities that sometimes are going to offset this a little bit. But if you can possibly take even a week or two and figure out, is this really the direction I want to go? Where do I want to be in 5 years? Are there possibilities for advancement? Is this something I really enjoy doing, or am I doing the same thing again that I did a couple of years ago, which is just take the first thing that came along, either the first person or the first job? So you can see, and so Doug at the end of this said, wow, you see a lot of similarities between breakups in romance and getting fired. And I said, yeah, well, they're the same thing. They're just a different context, but they're both situations of rejection. And they feel terrible. We feel that our own self-worth has been affected, our own judgment. So they have a lot in common. And you can apply the same logic in some cases to both. All right? So if there's something on your mind that touches either or both of these, or actually none of them. It's as I said to Manny this morning, the thing about having done a fairly lengthy, intense psychological interview before I go on the air is it's pretty fresh in my mind about, you know, what of sharing it. And I thought, well, it's we'll let somebody else do the thought work, the creative work of figuring out a topic, and that I just can. Because they're asking me. Oh, you know what? Let me mention, because I haven't done it yet, and I'm trying to figure out when to do it. For those of you who watch BET, Black Educational TV, and watch Being Mary Jane, which is the number one cable show, or number one show, I guess, on BET, I play myself on St. Patrick's Day. I am not an elf. I don't know how it came up to be St. Patrick's Day. But if you can, if that's one of the channels that you get, give me a holler. I think it's on, well, you can check your local listings for when it's on, all right? So I get to be me this morning. I get to be me on Being Mary Jane, and I'm always me here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BigBit.co. Because at BigBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BigBit.co. That's BigBit.co. BigBit.co.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Well, today is remarkable for being the day before Friday the 13th. We've had we've had two of them in 28 days, right? We have one tomorrow. We had one in February. So there you go. So take a deep breath today, because today is an easy day as opposed to tomorrow, where we may have to work a little harder to keep up our sense of humor. Well, this is kind of an interesting day. In 1881, Andrew Watson, can he sound any more Scottish, made the debut as the world's first black international soccer player and captain. 1881, that's pretty good. I mean, you can see the United States is so far behind on so many issues, and we think of ourselves as being so progressive, the leaders of the world, and we need to have a little attitude adjustment here. We have a long way to go, and we've always had a long way to go. Coca-Cola, in 1894, folks, was bottled and sold for the first time in Vicksburg, Mississippi, by Joffrey Biedenharm. Coca-Cola. You know why it's called Coca-Cola? It absolutely did. Yeah? There you go. In 1912, the Girl Guides were founded in the United States, which became the Girl Scouts. They were Girl Guides in England first. In 1918, Moscow became the capital of Russia, again after St. Petersburg held the status for 215 years. That'd be a little alarming to wake up and say, oh my gosh, history has passed me by. I guess I sat on my laurels, or my what would be an equivalent of a laurel in Russia? My poplar trees. I mean, think about that changing. I mean, as you know, New York was the capital of the continental United States. It was moved to D.C. as part of a compromise. But they were only the capital, I think, for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. But this was for 215.
I wonder why they decided to change it back. What made them decide?
You mean from St. Petersburg to Moscow?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it was the same kind of compromise. Let's see if it says here. Petersburg, Leningrad, is a much prettier, Petrograd, is a much prettier city. Moscow is much farther north. It's the second largest city in Russia, located in the Neva. We know all of that. It was changed from St. Petersburg to Petrograd to Leningrad, and now it's back to Petersburg. Let's see what it says here. Saint was founded by Peter the Great, described the most westernized city of Russia. Let's see if it says anything. It's the northernmost city in the world with a population of over a million. That's interesting. Hermitage, we knew that. I'll tell you what, let's try Googling. This may take more time than I've got right now. But I don't know why it was, it doesn't say, which is usually when we find these little tidbits, there's a better explanation. Let's see if I can figure out a way to do this. But at any rate, it was. We'll figure this out. We'll just figure it out over the next break or something. It's a good question, Manny, but you're not allowed to ask questions to which either of us have the answer. Let's say, if we were going to Google, we'd say move to, let's say, capital move to Moscow. Let's see what we get. They're both interesting cities, as I said. That Leningrad is much more is a much prettier city. Chinatown, Moscow, that doesn't help at all. No, capital. All right, let's say why was apparently Google is going to make me be very, very specific today. All right? Why was maybe someone? There's got to be a Russian historian listening to us. Was Russian capital. Why are we doing this like this? Not a good idea. Moved to Moscow. But my guess is it was, if I had to guess, it was akin to the move that that the idea of why the capital was moved from New York to D.C. It was, I remember reading it was a compromise, but I'm not sure what it says. Now, the Battle of Moscow. This is not the least bit helpful. All right. We're going to have to find this someplace else. Mahatma Gandhi led a 200-mile march known as the Salt March to the Sea in defiance of British opposition to protest the British monopoly on salt. Man, if it's not salt, it's tea. Yeah, the British, I don't know. The first fireside chat, 1933. And for those, again, I talked actually with somebody in Boston yesterday, and they said the snow is melting. So they're feeling a lot happier than they were. But, I mean, everybody's now wearing Boston strong T-shirts with icicles on them. But the blizzard of 1993, I remember that one. Snow fell across the eastern portion of the U.S. with tornadoes, thunder snowstorms, high winds, and record low temperatures. The storm lasted for 30 hours. It closed down most of the eastern seaboard. I'm not talking about airports. I'm talking about no taxis, no cars. And I had to ski to work for a couple of days, which is fun the first day. Well, it was fun skiing home the first day. Skiing in, I hadn't been on skis for a while, and I wasn't sure I could do it, and I wasn't sure how long it was going to take. And I have never talked to so many people in my life, because if you're the only person out skiing around, anybody who's out were sanitation workers and people out, because everybody had to stay home from work, so there was no school, there was no jobs, or there was no work. And so skiing in was kind of this very social event. It was kind of fun. I actually, I wouldn't tell them who I was, because my picture was on the front page of one of the papers but unidentified, so that was good. An unidentified skier, so that was good, because I wouldn't tell who I was. And then I sat and did the program in my long underwear because I was so sweaty, the combination of exertion and anxiety, and then nobody else could come in, so I was just there forever. But skiing home was fun. Skiing in the next day was okay. By the time I had to ski home the second day, they'd plow the roads. So you basically have to carry cross-country skis, which was not as much fun. Janet Reno in 1993 was sworn in as the first female attorney general, having been confirmed yesterday. She actually came. I went to a speech that she gave right after September 11th, and she's an interesting woman. She is certainly not particularly attractive, which I don't mean it pejoratively. I mean, there are lots of men that are unattractive as well, but she's very tall. I guess she was very tall, and she said some remarkable things. She said that New York had always been known as a center of commerce, and food, and theater, and the arts, but she said that now worldwide, and certainly in the United States, that New York was known for its heart and its courage, and I'm sure I'm going to remember that to the day I die, because here's this really tough woman who's had to survive in a very male world. And people were really ugly to her. I think people are uglier to female politicians than they are to male politicians. It's kind of the uppity thing of how dare you. And if you look at what people say about men who are politicians and women, there's just no... The vituperation against women is just breathtakingly awful. And here was this woman who just gave this incredibly heartfelt, generous, lovely kind of talk. She wasn't being saccharine. It was extraordinary. And the Church of England, a year later, ordained its first female priest, which we don't seem to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ellen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Ellen. How are you today?
Great. I just wanted to thank you for advice you gave me in August about going on a first date, making a great impression.
Okay.
Unfortunately, actually the date went very well. It was probably the most perfect date I went on in my entire life.
Great.
Everything went great, but the follow-up hasn't been so great. We just never connected really after that. What I really mainly wanted to get into is just my choices in women and how I can possibly change that.
Okay. Let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay. The date went well. Walked her down the street. We met at a coffee shop. Walked her down the street because I wanted to go to this cafe because it was just a little bit of a better ambiance. First, I met her at the coffee shop, gave her a hug. tugged me back. We walked down the street. When we crossed over, I took your suggestion of taking her hand, and I took her hand when we crossed the crosswalk, and then we had to continue down the street to the cafe, and when we held hands all the way to the coffee shop, to the cafe, I pulled out, opened the door for her, pulled out her chair, paid for dinner. I guess it was charming. We kissed. We made out a couple of times, but there's been no follow-up.
Well, did you call her? Did you call her back?
Yeah, I called her, and she didn't return my phone call. And then I texted her, and then later a couple of days, and then she didn't return it. So I just figured that there was not enough interest, and then maybe I should move on. I don't want to kind of force myself into situations.
No, I think you're probably right. It sounds like it was. It sounds like it was a fun, charming first date.
Now, she did text me the night of, like, when we had parted because we had kissed, and we had, I went to work, and I texted her saying that I had a great date, and she's an amazing kisser, and then she texted me back and saying she had a great time, too, with a smiley face, and then that was it. And then the next day, I had called her to see if we could go out maybe later in the week. She didn't return that phone call, and then a couple days later, I texted her saying, I just haven't heard from you, hope everything is well, give me a call sometime, and then she never got back to me.
Okay. I think one of the things you can do if you want to is, I'd only do it once, which is, and you can do it whenever, it doesn't have to be immediate, is maybe drop by the restaurant once and just say, you know, hi, and I would just be pretty casual about it and see what her response is. And, I mean, you don't know. Her mom may have gotten sick. She may have gotten fired. She may have had somebody that she was seeing who sort of popped back into her life. You just don't know. So I think that it's if it wasn't someplace that you could bump into each other pretty easily, I'd probably say let it go, and you certainly can. I mean, look, first dates are, you never know. I think the only criticism I would have, and I'm not sure it's really a fair criticism, is it sounds like the two of you got kind of physical pretty quickly, and sometimes that's not a great idea, even though the impulse is there. And I think I just think that sometimes less is more. Of just giving a sense of, yeah, I'm interested in you, this is fun, you know, but it probably, and I think what I probably said was taking her arm rather than her hand. But, I mean, I think that that's, yeah, I mean, the idea is that you want to give some indication that you're physically interested, but not pressing it, because you don't want anybody on a first date to feel that the only thing you're really interested in is the physicality of it. You want to give somebody the sense that there's a warmness, a friendliness, that it's a potential. But you know, I don't think you necessarily did anything wrong. As I said, if I were going to critique anything, it just sounds like it got a little physical a little quickly, and that sometimes just doesn't give people a chance to get to know each other, because hormones will move us at the speed of light past things we ought not to be passing by at all, number one. And number two, you don't want to ever give anybody the idea that the only thing that you're really interested in is a physical relationship, because it makes people feel very vulnerable. But other than that, I would, if you're interested, you know, I might, although it does sound, she does have a way to contact you. Does she have a phone number for you?
We're on Facebook. She's texted me, so it's not like she hasn't kicked me off her Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really up to you. If you're feeling that you're just more curious than anything else, you may want to drop by the restaurant and say hi, you know, and then see how she responds. But it's going to make you feel a little vulnerable to do that. So it really, or you can let it go.
Right.
You just never know. But it does sound like it was a pretty good first date.
Right. So the main part of my question was just the choices that I make, and I just did this list of all the girls that I've dated over the years versus the ones that have been into me and the ones that I've liked. It seems to me like if I'm the one kind of doing the pursuing and the one liking, it never really goes anywhere, or there's some kind of murkiness or twist. If the girls like me, it will at least last for a while. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how my choices, it seems like I'm almost making the not so great choices, the ones
let's look at some of the characteristics. Is there a huge discrepancy between the way that the ones that you go after look, or they act, or their intelligence, or their economic status, or their education? Because I think all of us feel more comfortable, we'll stick around with somebody that we think likes us, a little bit longer, I think, than we when we're doing all the pursuing. So I think there's is that characteristic uniformly, that if you seem to like me, that's, you know, that's already a plus in the column, because then I can take the time to figure out whether or not I like you. If I'm doing the pursuing, that I'm having to read tea leaves all the time about, you know, are you really interested? And I don't know whether you're picking particularly passive women. I don't know if you're picking gorgeous women who feel that they can choose anybody they want, and therefore they're either belt notching or they're going through the rotation. I don't know if you're picking women who are significantly older, significantly younger. What's the longest relationship you've ever been in, Ellen?
About 6 months.
Okay. It sounds to me that the passion that you bring to the relationship may be, if not overwhelming, at least knocking other women back on their heels. So their question is really threefold. Number one, is it me or Memorex? Is it just that she's sexy and I was her target of opportunity, which you never want anybody to feel? Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, does she have any interest in me beyond the physical? And number three... What if I can't match her? You know, maybe all she's, you know, if all she thinks I bring to bear is sex, then, you know, maybe I don't feel like I'm as smart as she is, or as you know, sophisticated, especially if you tend to date women who are younger than you are. It's, you know, I've mentioned before that one of the surprising things that came out of a study of online relationships that didn't work was that the major reason that men gave for, and again, we have to take this with a bit of a grain of salt, that men gave for not doing a follow-up date, why they didn't call back after, in theory, a good date, was that the woman lied about her weight. Which is so chauvinistic, but, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But the second reason was that they were sexual, that they had sex on the first date. And I think as many of us think, well, gee, hopefully we're not completely, I mean, you know, we're out of high school now, that we don't have the notion that, well, if I don't have sex with this person, I'll never see them again. But in fact, it works exactly the opposite of what we think it is. That the idea of, well, if it's a really great physical experience the first date, we'll hear from them the next day. And men, which are not the same as women, and certainly straight men are not the same as gay women, and you could argue that I'm not even sure that straight men are the same as gay men, but it's a thought-provoking notion that straight men who seem to be pressuring women to have sex early on are also the same men who are not going to call a woman back after they've had sex if it's on the first date. And you could attribute a number of different notions of, well, it's the challenger, and once they met the challenge, what else is there to do? Which I think is really kind of demeaning to both men and women. I think it's more likely, and again, this is one of the things I found out when I was doing research, not personal, I was doing it for the book, is that men tend to feel that if a woman would have sex on a first date with them, they'd have sex on a first date with anybody, and which means that their value has then diminished. So it may be something to at least practice of going to these three venues that make sense of work, although I'm not a fan of work-based relationships, but... sort of that, and it could be a volunteer activity, it could be a sports thing, as you pointed out, it could be church, it could be anything that's not, you know, not a bar, not a dancing scene. I mean, it could even be an exercise class, as far as I'm concerned, where you have something in common or a class, and then allow the sex, and it may be that you're going to have to restrain yourself a little bit. It also may be that you've learned to rely on your sexuality as the kind of cement that holds things together, as opposed to personality or point of view or philosophy or all the other kinds of things, or charm or interest or intellect, that are also equally, if not more important, in the longevity of a relationship. So yeah, so try being less physical and see what happens. Doesn't mean you have to be doesn't mean you're not charming, doesn't mean there's not the twinkle factor, doesn't mean you can't be attracted to somebody. But I told you, I think that the most seductive thing that anybody ever said to me on a date was, you know, I think you're terrific, but I think you're also worth waiting for, so you let me know when you're interested. And I thought that was an incredibly sexy thing to say and to do, because it gave me all the latitude.
Okay, I'll try that out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try that out, and I'll get back to you in the next couple months and see how it goes.
Okay, good enough.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ellen. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who are Russian history fans, we note that today's a day in history where the Russian capitals moved from, whether you call it Petrograd or St. Petersburg or Leningrad, at the time it was St. Petersburg, to Moscow. And the question many asked perfectly logically, although neither was any answer, was why? Well, I now can tell you why. Peter the Great captured the Swedish fortress and took over what became St. Petersburg. And he named it St. Petersburg after his favorite saint, not to mention namesake. And it, because it was the Russian history can be explained, as I'm sure you remember from high school, as a search for a warm water port, which the Baltic was. So that's where it was for the next couple hundred years. In 1918, it was moved because, for two reasons really, but one more major than the other. It was too close to Leningrad, or it was St. Petersburg at the time, was too close to the border, and the anti-Soviet armies forced the Bolsheviks to transfer the capital to Moscow on this day in 1918. So it was specifically a war, and maybe that's part of why the New York, although what I read about the transfer of New York to D.C. was political rather than military, but... Because I'm not sure that New York is more or less defensible than D.C. It's certainly not as much swamp, but there you go. So they moved it to Moscow because it was a war decision. They also said that there was a lot of opposition to the Bolsheviks in Petersburg. Petersburg has always been the most European of the Russian cities. And as I mentioned, it's the city that's farthest north, with a city of over a million people. It's beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go there, and Hermitage makes the Louvre look like a shack. I mean, it's an extraordinary place, and the subways are exactly as they describe. I mean, the problem is that communism/socialism works beautifully when people have nothing. When people have something, it breaks down completely because people then want more, and that's not a system that really tolerates it very well. So you can see that in emerging countries, you can see why it would, that socialism or communism would take hold and why it never holds up. But there are really manifestations of it that are really thrilling. The idea that the government should take care of people, what a concept. The subways are gorgeous. I mean, they have these gorgeous mosaics, and they have mahogany escalators, and they have chandeliers, and they're immaculate. It's just a system that won't work in the long run. And capitalism really appeals to people's competitive notions. And our ability to take care of each other seems to diminish as basic needs are being met, as especially if our basic needs are being met. So that's the answer. Pretty interesting, huh? There you go.
Yeah.
And Moscow was the city, the Russians, the combination of Alan Turing basically breaking the code and the Russians keeping the Germans occupied on the Russian front, that Russia lost more men in World War II than everybody else put together. I mean, it was an extraordinary.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I mean, and when you see when you go into Moscow, you see how close the Germans came.
Yeah.
And it is alarming. And people literally were eating shoe leather. There was a movie came out last year that was made by Russians about the Battle of Stalingrad, and it's I mean, it's there as someone once described to me that the Russians are the most resilient people on the planet. That every 50 years there's a revolution, and they get clobbered. And that's kind of what's going on now with Putin. But they're resilient. The government sucks, although we could probably say the same thing about our government. But the people are incredibly resilient. They just hang in there. I mean, I suppose if you live that far north, Siberia's worse. But it's a fascinating country. It really is. I mean, most countries are fascinating when you sort of dig below the surface. I mean, the people have different manifestations of what's important to them and what their ethnic values are. And I guess it's part of what makes the world go around. And one of the nice things about being alive at this point in our history is if we can study each other without prejudice, if we want to, and kind of learn from each other and learn from who's got what strengths and what weaknesses. And instead of doing our little nationalistic jingo of, I want your country, that we can kind of learn from each other. It really is a fascinating country. Although, as I said, I'm not sure that I've ever been in a country. Well, I can think of a couple countries that I thought were not terribly interesting. But I should probably... I mean, I think both Belgium and Switzerland are not terribly interesting countries. But they were. And they, if you scratch below the surface, I mean, we think of the Swiss as the Alps and cuckoo clocks. But they were a very warlike country hundreds of years ago. And their behavior during World War II is still being examined and reexamined. But at any rate, so travel, folks. I mean, see the United States. I've been in every country or every state in the union.
Wow.
And then, yeah. Well, you know, you can hear, I'm curious about people. I like going to local events. When I'm in a state here, I go to whatever the local joint is. I mean, I like fancy restaurants occasionally, but I'm much happier sort of wandering around and finding a neighborhood joint. I go to neighborhood events, whether it's high school drama stuff, because I think that's the way to get to know people. I wander around. And when I'm in Europe, I do exactly the same thing. So I go to local department stores. I go to local grocery stores. And unfortunately, I'm not a great linguist, so I have to be able to say, what kind of girl do you think I am in about, you know, 18 languages. But
I've never traveled west of... This is going to floor you. I've never traveled west of Kansas City, Missouri, in my life.
Well,
I would love to go to, like, the West Coast and kind of...
Sure.
The West Coast, but... I've never been west of Kansas City in my life.
Do you know, it wouldn't floor me as much if I hadn't lived in Boston. Both Boston and New York are both thought of as very cosmopolitan cities, but there are pockets of people in both of those cities who've lived and died within a 20-mile radius.
Mm.
So it really surprised me when I first got, because I was in Boston well before I was in New York, and that really did surprise me until you find out that that's a whole kind of segment of the population. And I suspect in any particular state you can find that, of people who live and die, went to school, married, had kids within, you know, maybe a little wider radius when you get out to the west, just because the distances are farther.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess part of it, I, as a kid, I went, by the time I graduated high school, and I skipped two grades, I'd gone to 10 different schools. So that averages one a year, basically. And there were some years, obviously, where I was in two different schools in the same school year. So that was part of my upbringing. It was really, for my brothers and sisters, who are obviously, or maybe not obviously, but are younger than I am, they didn't have quite such a peripatetic existence. But I think if you do that when you're young, then the idea of travel is not particularly foreign. I mean, the idea of going to a new place, not knowing anybody, starting over is just part of what you do. And... my daughter, for example, basically lived in two cities her whole life, her whole existence, until she went away to college. And then she's lived in many fewer than I have, but just different mentalities. So now you know about Russian history. Now you know about, got to get Manny a Europe car, you know, an Amtrak pass, railroad pass. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.